It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer. Right in there, Josh.
Doing all right. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, I did. I became a year older on Saturday.
That's right. It was your birthday. Happy belated birthday.
Oh, thank you very much.
Happy birthday to you. I'll stop there.
Please don't.
Okay. So that's good. Another year older, but it's better not being another year older. You know?
That's right.
That's right. The alternative is worse than not having birthdays.
So. I feel a little wiser.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, I've always thought you were kind of a wise guy. Look in the mirror, right?
That's right.
I'll be 70 this year. That's hard to believe. I don't know where all those years went. I feel like I just graduated from high school, but milestone there.
Yeah.
If I make it to July, that is. So I think I can.
Well, I'm sure you will.
Yeah, we'll hope for the best.
I'm sure you will.
I'm trying to live right. So
at least you got more hair than I do.
That I do.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about all things with the VA and this type of thing. Let's
salute a veteran
first off.
Of course. Today we're saluting Sergeant Leonard E. Belsis. Leonard was born on August 8th, 1922 in Montevideo and passed away on June 13th, 2013. He entered active duty in the United States Army Air Forces on May 20th, 1942. Was honorably discharged 3.5 years later on November 18th, 1945 at Camp McCoy, Wisconsin. He was an airplane and engine mechanic with the 940th Engineer Squadron, U.S. Army Air Forces. Spent 2 years, 8 months, and 25 days in overseas service. So he only spent about 9 months stateside, and he spent the rest of his time fighting in World War II. Participated in the battles of Algeria and French Morocco, Tunisia, and the Rikus, I think. I think that's how it's said. But some medals and ribbons that he earned were the Army Air Force Technician's Badge, a sharpshooter with an M1 rifle, European African Middle Eastern Theater Service Medal, the Asiatic Pacific Theater Service Medal. So he served in both campaigns in the Europe and the Pacific, so in the Good Conduct Medal. 5 overseas service bars and a lapel button. So we thank you, Leonard, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Thanks to all the vets out there.
Absolutely. Every day is Veterans Day in my office.
Well, today we're going to talk about the VA proposing adding rare cancers to the presumed service-connected list.
Yeah, President Biden touched on this on his State of the Union address last week, and the VA sent out a press release on March 1st coinciding with that. Proposed list of respiratory cancers related to service in Southwest Asia for presumption of service-connected disability compensation. VA intends to propose adding certain rare respiratory cancers to the list of presumed service-connected disabilities in relation to military environmental exposures to particulate matter. And when they say particulate matter, we're talking about burn pits and the especially fine sand that is found in the Middle East.
You wouldn't know about that.
That stuff is finer than baby powder. I mean, it is, yeah. You know, I'm still finding stuff that has sand on it. And that I was there 18 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. So VA determined through a focused review of scientific and medical evidence, there's biologic plausibility between airborne hazards, specifically particulate matter with carcinogenesis of the respiratory tract, and that the unique circumstances of these rare cancers warrant a presumption of service-connection. Based on these findings, VA Secretary is proposing a rule that will add presumptive service-connection for several rare respiratory cancers for certain veterans. Cancers under consideration include, I might butcher some of these.
Well, give it a try.
I'll try.
Say it with authority and keep going.
Squamous cell carcinoma of the larynx, squamous cell carcinoma of the trachea, adenocarcinoma of the trachea, salivary gland type tumors of the trachea, adenosquamous carcinoma of the lung, large cell carcinoma of the lung, salivary gland type tumors of the lung, sarcomatoid carcinoma of the lung, typical and atypical carcinoid of the lung. So a lot of different lung cancers there, and as well as salivary glands and cancers of the larynx and the trachea. So it's a right decision. According to the VA secretary, the rarity and severity of these illnesses and the reality that these conditions present a situation where it may not be possible to develop additional evidence prompted us to take this critical action. They'll continue to hold themselves accountable to veterans to provide more care, more benefits, more services to more veterans than ever before. Let's hope so. VA intends to focus its rule on the rare respiratory cancers listed above in veterans who served any amount of time in Southwest Asia, theater of operations, and other locations. VA will invite and consider public comments as part of their process. Once the rulemaking is complete, VA will conduct outreach to impacted veterans and survivors to inform them of potential eligibility. And that's where I come in.
That's right.
Yeah. VA recently added chronic sinusitis, rhinitis, and asthma to the list of conditions having presumed from exposure to particulate matter from service in Southwest Asia. If those conditions manifested within 10 years of service in those areas. So Iraq, Afghanistan veterans, Gulf War veterans, if within 10 years of being separated from serving, if you've been diagnosed with sinus infections or asthma or rhinitis, which is inflammation of the nose, by all means, give me a call. Let's do some paperwork. To learn more about disability compensation, presumptive conditions, you can, of course, contact our office, and there's some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And you have that number for us.
You left it out for me. So nice. 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org.
All right.
And, of course, contact our office. This week, we're going to be my office will be closed Tuesday through Thursday. I've got trainings, meetings, and appointments those days. So, but otherwise, I'll be here Monday and Friday, 8:30 to 4:30, and you reach us by phone at 598-3445.
All right. They can leave you a message.
Yep.
And they can also check out the Dawson Sentinel and Western Guard.
Yep, this will be in the Dawson Sentinel and the Western Guard, as well as my office information, which says I'll be closed Tuesday through Thursday, the 8th through the 10th. So.
All right. And don't forget, it's Steak Fry Night, the Madison VFW, on Tuesday, March 8th. Want to put in a little plug for that. So.
Very good steak.
Yep, that'll be from 5:30 to 7:30, so yep, check that out.
I cook them twice a year, and I look forward to it every time.
Yep, good stuff.
Yep, all right. But it does, you know, I don't want to eat steak for like a week after that, because you're manning a hot grill for 3 hours cooking nothing but steak. So.
Your brother tried hot dogs or something, so.
Pork chops,
fish.
Maybe, or
okay.
Fish.
All right.
Seafood.
All right. Well, thank you, Josh. And you have a great week, and we'll see you again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benegut, Lackbarrel Veteran Service Officer, Vets Info on the Air here on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW, Lackbarrel County Post 1656, and Dawson VFW, Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.